From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. One of the country's best-known candy makers, Fannie Mae, is rolling up its famous red and white awnings and closing its retail shops. This week, the company will begin shutting down more than 200 stores across the country. As Tony Sarabia of Chicago Public Radio reports, the news is hitting candy lovers in Fannie Mae's hometown particularly hard.
Candy is an indulgence, not an item you're likely to put on the weekly grocery list. But these days, people in Chicago are making sure to buy candy, and not just any confection.
My name is Noriel, and I bought milk chocolate-covered almonds, which are my favorites, and a pound of Trinidads.
My name is Linda Stawinski. My daughter went to one of the other stores over by Northern Trust and told me that their store was completely empty. So I said, well, I better hurry up and stop if I want to have a last chance to get anything, you know. So I did. I bought Pixies, Dixies, and Trinidad's.
Jim Flax, and just got some of the Christmas closeout stuff, actually. Caramel, nuts, chocolate, all the good stuff.
On a late afternoon, a steady stream of candy lovers comes out of a Fannie Mae store on Michigan Avenue. The red and white awning flaps in the wind as a woman looks through the store's window. She can't go in because she's got her two small dachshunds with her. But like an excited child, she stares at shelves of chocolates waiting to be snatched up before this store closes for good on Thursday. And like lots of Chicagoans, Fannie Mae was part of her childhood.
Well, my mom used to come downtown to go to her shrink, and every time she came down, she would buy us. She'd stop at Fannie Mae and get a box. They looked like trees, like chocolate trees on sticks. And she'd come home with her prescription of Valium and her box of chocolates, and we'd all be happy.
Then there's this 42-year-old who had just left the shop with a small bag of candy.
It was always a special treat when I was a kid. My dad would bring it home Valentine's Day, Christmas, big holidays, bring it home as a treat for my mom and the family.
Archibald Corporation says all Fannie Mae and Fannie Farmer stores will be closed by Valentine's Day. However, the thought of not having a box of Fannie Mae candies to give out isn't an issue for this 36-year-old leaving the Michigan Avenue store with a bag of sweets.
Valentine's Day for me means roses for the girl, for the girlfriend. The candy is always for me.
For decades, Chicago has been considered the candy capital of the U.S., churning out more product than the whole state of Pennsylvania, the city's longtime rival in the confection business. The new owners of Fannie Mae and Fannie Farmer say customers will be able to buy those goodies online. But for many here and in other cities, it won't be the same as stopping in the small white stores with the striped awnings, looking over trays of candy behind the glass cases, and having the aproned saleswoman scoop the sweets into a white paper bag. For NPR News, I'm Tony Sarabia in Chicago.